Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to today's radio show. My name is Rachel O'Brien. I'm an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator and a Joy of Business Facilitator, which is what this show is all about. Tools to actually support you to create and grow a business that brings you joy and that fills you up. And today I'm with one of the most amazing people on the planet. Betsy McLaughlin. Hello, Betsy.
Hello.
Welcome
to
the Joy
here with you.
So, Miss, I know for people listening, I know you're an Access Consciousness facilitator. I know you're a Joy of Business facilitator. I also know that you are the leader of a lot of the Access online programs, you know, Get Out of Debt Joyfully. And I also know that you actually have created a business, Beyond Your Past, which, by the way, folks, is the title of today's show. We have named it Business Beyond Your Past. So, Betsy, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself and introduce yourself?
Thank you. Yes, yeah, so I definitely have done a lot of played in a lot of different businesses. So, as Rachel said, I am a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness. I am a Joy of Business facilitator, which I just became like a month ago, so I'm super excited about it. I'm also a Being You certified facilitator and a Right Body for You taster facilitator. So I like pulling a lot in a lot of different arenas. And what I love talking about, like this business, creating a business beyond your past. So how many times do we keep referring to what we know and what either we've decided are our failures or our successes, but we reference the past a lot of times. And so what we're going to talk about today is how do you create beyond that? So I love this idea and this topic, Rachel. And so why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you as well?
I will. Can I say one thing?
You already have
actually addressed an energy that most people go to in business. This is what I love about working with people that are super creative. And Betsy has just told you she's a Being You facilitator. She is a Right Body for You intro facilitator. She's a Joy Business Advanced facilitator. She's a BARS facilitator. She's a Body Process facilitator.
Yeah.
So one of the things, okay, so she likes to play in a lot of environments, whatever you'd like to, in a lot of areas. Now, one of the things that I was told years ago, I had a personal training business. I had a meditation business. I did energy work. I had trained as a coach. I was looking to be as creative. And I was told by a guy, hey, Rachel, for your business to work, you've really got to specialize in one area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I've heard that too.
Okay. So for me, like business beyond our past and business beyond your past is not only business beyond your cultural, your social, it's also beyond the business that you've been educated to be right. It is also addressing, yeah. So one of the things that I would like is if you're listening and you're like me, you've got ADD and you've so many ideas that you'd like to institute, one of the things that I would like to say to you that you can actually do many areas. You actually, let's start there, that you can, I still do relationship counseling sessions, let's call them. I still, you know, facilitate like Betsy in many areas. For me, my areas are the body, you know, body and business. Who even said they could go together? Can your body contribute to your business right now? You know? Mm-hmm. So one of the areas that the two of us bring to the future is that you do not have to specialize in one topic. You can actually play in all fields, you know? And you can, if you're a coach or if you have a business, you can actually have an umbrella of things that you love. So where Joy of Business is different to other business training is that one of the things that we ask you to do is, what do you love to do? What do you love to do? And that actually allows you to be present with, oh, I like to talk to people. Oh, I like to help people, you know, create their business. Oh, I like to do sessions with couples. So that really is that. I think that covers my intro in that I work in, like you, Betsy, in a myriad of areas that do with the body, that include the business, that include your relationship with money, that include your relationship with your living, and that includes your relationship with yourself. So, so there you go. So, yeah.
I love it. And these conversations for me are so much fun. And for so long, I made myself wrong, or other people would say to me, you do so much, you never stop, you're always working, why don't you... you know, you need to take a break. You need to, you know, and they would project all of their points of view about how I'm only supposed to do one thing and it's only supposed to be between the hours of 9 to 5. And that's just not how I function, operate. And like what lights me up is like, what can I do next? And what can I contribute to? And who can I contribute to? And what desires to be created? And in that, as we've mentioned, and there's way more things that I contribute to as well. And it's, for me, it's like the more I do, the happier I am, which for a lot of people does not compute. And they look at you like you're a crazy person.
I am so grateful that you say this. For me, not only do I generate, you know, the business of Rachel O'Brien and her workshop, I'm involved in Access Consciousness. And I contribute to other people's creations. There's a friend of mine, you know, starting a new business. He's a lawyer, and he gets people to look after the legal systems and the accountancy systems with their business. So for me, this reach that we have and this ability that we have to generate is something that is actually shut down from the teachings of the past in business. In business school, you're told to compare yourself to other people.
Yes.
And that doesn't actually enjoy business. We actually don't have that point of view. We have a very different point of view.
And
our different point of view is that Betsy's in Maryland, I'm in London. And if Betsy's coming to London, hey, let me invite you to people. Let me invite you to people I know. Let me contribute to you being more of you in the world. You bring something different to me. We are unique catalysts for change. And this energy of contributing to another person and their business, it confuses people so much.
It does. It really does. And I absolutely love that what you just said. I just wrote it down, unique catalysts. That is so true. And what if, as you contribute to others, you're contributing to yourself, your businesses, and the entire planet as well? Say what?
Say what? So can I talk to this? I get so excited, guys. when I do a radio show with someone who speaks to the possibilities that I've always known possible, you may hear my voice getting super excited. This is because this is the playground. This is the playboard that I've been asking for. Betsy just said that if you contribute to someone else's business, it also allows you to receive more for yours. So I worked with an accountancy practice for 2 years, and I worked with the owner of the practice to develop, grow his business. And he wasn't looking after himself first, and he wasn't paying himself first, which is another thing that we invite you to look at. You've got to look after your first business. So in the growing and the contribution and in the coaching of him, I started to realize that from a financial point of view, I wasn't looking after myself and my business, and I wasn't putting in systems to grow my future so that I was tax ready, VAT ready. And all of the time while I was coaching him and contributing to his business, here was my own awareness growing and my own, you know, education in regard to running a business, which was just phenomenal. So what Betsy is saying here, if you take that away from today's show, that when you contribute your time and your energy to someone's business, you also receive the awareness of how they function and the gifts and the talents that they have as a unique catalyst to your own life and living. How cool is that?
Beautifully said. Beautifully said, my dear. Yeah, so what if you actually are a unique catalyst that you have never acknowledged?
Oh, wow. And here comes the access clear statement.
By acknowledging this, what that might change for you.
Wow.
So what were you going to say, Miss Rachel?
I was going to say, so Betsy said, what if you actually begun to acknowledge you as the catalyst of change, the unique catalyst of change? So this is called the Access Clearing Statement. The Joy Business is based on the Access Consciousness Tools. And the clearing statement is where you go to a viewpoint from the past, okay, and you go good and bad, right and wrong, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Check out clearingstatement.com. This is when you hit an old point of view from the past that you have been influenced by, either by your family, by your culture. My teachers told me I was stupid because I didn't learn in the way that they had thought was the right, okay? So this clearing statement, pock and pot for short, everywhere that you're not willing to acknowledge that you are a unique catalyst for change and there is a business there for you, that your life is your business, can you now destroy and uncreate all that? We're going to break.
Yes, ma'am.
Here we go.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business radio show. The show is all about having the business and the life that actually inspires you, that gets you out of bed in the morning. My name is Rachel O'Brien, Joy of Business facilitator, and I'm your host for today. And I am with my friend Betsy McLaughlin. And Betsy is in Maryland. Hey, Betsy.
Hello. In the United States, in case somebody doesn't know where Maryland is.
Oh my God! This is another thing. I adore you. So for us in the world of being part of a global business, Access Consciousness Joy of Business is a global business. We're in 176 countries.
With
it growing and expanding every day. So what we've become, what's become our norm, and is totally a creation of business for the future, is times in different country, being aware of global times and being aware of the geographics. And that really is business beyond the past, isn't it? That's our topic for today, folks. If you're just chiming in and you have a couple of minutes, our topic is business beyond your past.
Yay!
Betsy. Yeah. So this global business, Joy Business, is actually one where you can do business and be business anywhere in the world. And one of the questions we ask is, what can I be and do today to create more money right away? And you increase your business's capacities to grow and to receive money when you can actually talk to 176 countries. That truly is business. Yeah, that truly is business beyond the past.
It really is. And one of the things I love, I also work with Access Consciousness. And one of the things I love with all the different areas is, you know, constantly asking, what else can we add here? How can we streamline what we're doing? What else is possible? And like always being in the question of how can we make this greater and how can we contribute to people? And in that, you know, that's how Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, the founders of Access Consciousness, along with the founder of Joy of Business, Simone Millicis, and have grown Access to the 176 countries and growing. It's still growing. And the amount of people that are every day discovering some different area of Access, because it's a huge body of classes and tools and possibilities. So there is no one size fits all, platform that you have to choose. And you could just listen to radio shows and get some of these questions and tools that can totally change your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to add on, that can totally change your life. And last night I did a workshop. This is the phenomenal capacities of this work and the length and breadth and the change that it's created. One of the things that I've seen is that when people use these tools, who am I and what grand and glorious adventures can I have today with my life and business? Despite themselves, their lives get better and they actually get they get more joy if they start to like themselves and they start to make more money. And last night I was in North of London. I was asked to come up to North London to teach a body process. And there was a lady came to class and she said, I really hate my job right now. And I said to her, hey, you know, we talk in Joy Business about your point of view creates your reality. I wonder what you're scripting. So one of the things we talk about in Joy Business, which is really beyond the past, is that everything in this universe is energy. Your business is an energy. Your life is an energy. And how you script the energy for your life, how you start your day, how your life shows up is going to be based on that script. So mm-hmm. one of the things about joy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So one of the things about Joy Business is that you actually have to be aware of what you're scripting. What are you scripting for your business? Are you scripting business is difficult? Are you scripting business is hard? Yeah, Betsy, I mean, you talk about this. This is just one of the areas where people seem to like enforcing a point of view that business is difficult and that life is difficult.
Wow. There's so many different ways we could take this conversation. And for me, I'll give a quick example of how, you know, what your point of view can totally create your day. You know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, right. And I have a headache or I really don't want to get out of bed. I really don't have this so much anymore, but I used to have a lot. And right. And so it's like, oh, so that would, you know, be where my mindset was. So now, and so my day would be kind of, ugh, you know, drudgery. What do I have to do? Oh, is it over yet? And that was a lot of how I lived for quite a while. And now have these thoughts now, yes, and I feel as tired and exhausted and grumpy and a lot of times not very fun and joyful. And so now if I have that, and that's totally true, I didn't even like to be around myself. God. So anyhow, I have these fabulous tools and questions, and there's so many questions that you can ask to change it literally immediately. And because I used to go to therapy, and I got to the point, Rachel, where I was so tired of hearing myself talk about the same thing every week.
Me too.
It's like, why? This isn't changing. I'm tired of it. I can only imagine the therapist is like, oh, she's still talking about this, right? Oh, she was getting paid.
Let it go. Let the past go. Let it go.
Yes. Totally. And now it's like, okay, well, that was an interesting choice. And what can I choose now? And what energy can I be to change this? And what question can I ask? Are just three that are popping up right now. And there's really literally an endless supply of questions that we can ask to shift the energy, as well as writing that clearing statement that Rachel mentioned right as we were going to break. And you can even just say that talk and pod or that weird thing that Rachel said. You don't need to remember it word for word. It's literally just the energy of it that you're looking to change.
Totally. And I am going to address something you talked about. Mm-hmm. And you said it, and this is what I love, how we all deliver it in different ways. One of the things that dynamically changed for me in business when you said, you know, constantly referencing the past and constantly trying to get it, you know, right. One of the mm-hmm. things that changed, one of the big things that changed for me was that Simone Molasses one day asked me a question, who is the creator of Joy of Business? And she said, Rachel, when you come out of getting things right and wrong, what if you could never fail? Because for me, when I did business, I had this like perfection trait. It really was, that was not a contributory. When I talk about a contributory energy, I talk about, did that energy contribute to my business or did it retract? Now, if you always have to get something right, which is me, okay, because you're avoiding being wrong, you actually cannot choose to institute something, to put something in place that may be a product, that might be, I'm looking at a diary for 2020 at the moment, that may be a class, that might be a radio show. So one of the things about Joy Business is that the objective in business in this reality is about getting it right and not being wrong. There's no choice in that. And for me, when Simone said, what if you could never fail? How about you just give it a go? Just do it. Just institute it. Just one thing. What if you could take action and put one project or one service or one product in place today? And what if it didn't have to be perfect and right? What if you just did it? And for me, that walking from being right, avoiding being wrong, to actually just being and doing something different has literally how I have started and continue to create the business on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, absolutely. There's so much in what you just said, Rachel. And the first time that I heard that question, you know, what if you're not right and what if you're not wrong, literally blew my world apart.
Mine too.
And it totally is. There's such, you've got to get it right. And we learn this very young, right? And in school, and you have to have the right answer. And it, even if you don't do it, like, say, let's say for math is a perfect example, you can come up with an answer, but you might have come up with it a different way than they've taught you. So then you're still wrong. Just these very confusing messages all through your childhood, and you've got to be right and you've got to fit into these parameters and boxes. And you spend so much time in that trying to be wrong, trying not to be wrong, that you just, for me, I really lost myself a lot in all of that. So here we come and we're like, hey, guess what? What if you're not right? What if you're not wrong? What?
Oh my goodness me. So how about percolate on that question? What if you don't have to be right, and what if you're not wrong? And we will see you after break. Yay. Yay.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessdrivebusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back to the Joy of Business radio show. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, and I'm here today with Rachel O'Brien. And we are having so much fun talking about creating a business beyond your past. So, Rachel.
We sure are.
Where would we like to go now?
I suppose where I would like people to have a possibility to go is that what if today, just by listening to this show, that you became aware of that you don't have to get up in the morning, do the same thing again, do the same job again, come home, drink coffee, get up and do the same thing like Groundhog Day over and over and over. So how about we give people yay! How about we give people some questions that we use to actually start our day? And the main thing that I would like you to be aware of today is that I'm in business because I choose to be, not because I have to be. I can go work in corporate, or I cannot work at all and receive government payments. Now, that wouldn't work for me personally. I'm just saying that we have choices. For me, I choose to get up in the morning, and I choose to ask questions, and I choose to, you know, go down the road of being in the generation of business. So this is one of the things out there, because some people go, oh, I have to do this business to pay for my house, to look after my kids. So many guys, I've got to look after my family. Actually, you don't. That actually is a choice. And when you step into that, you are choosing your life, and you don't have to do anything, because have to is all based on what you have to be for people. This makes the generation and creation of your life, it changes the dynamic of it, Betsy, doesn't it?
Completely. And I was definitely on the Groundhog Day when I thought I had to do the corporate route. And I started at the bottom and worked my way up. Kind of thing. And where I talked about earlier, waking up and just being that drudgery, I was definitely in it. And you, yes, you definitely don't. So everywhere that you think you don't have a choice, what if you actually started asking some questions that could open the door to new possibilities and opportunities? And ask, so one of my favorite questions truly is, what else is possible beyond what I think is possible here?
This is brilliant, because the girl who showed up, that lady in North London who showed up at this class last night, that was the question that I gave her. And the way I explained it to her was, as long as she... So the London life is get on the train, spend an hour on the train, maybe more, get to work. Everyone is tired all the time, whatever's going on in the city, there seems to be this point of view, or this functioning, I want to say automatic way of functioning with life, which is people are tired all the time. And then, oh, I'm working harder than you. And then Betsy would say, no, I'm working harder than you. And, oh, there's this pride, like, and we're all working hard and I've got to prove it, you know. And what these questions do is they actually lead you out of business done from the past, which is I have to prove how tired I am to get my salary, or to, you know, if I have my own business, I've got to prove how hard I work for you to pay me. And this is one of the dominant viewpoints, particularly in business. But what if it didn't have to be like that?
What if? Truly, what if?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So when you've decided something is impossible, this is a great place to start asking these questions. And one of the things I wanted to mention here, too, is we talk a lot about questions in Access Consciousness. So somebody listening maybe for the first time is like, why are they asking so many questions? It's because a question empowers you. And in these questions that we ask, we're not looking for any specific answer or response. And so in doing that, it really does give you an invitation for receiving all the different possibilities that could come from this question.
Exactly.
So how is it, it's just, for me, it takes a lot of pressure off to not have to know the answer. I spent so much of my life, and I bet you did too, Miss Rachel, where you were a great problem solver.
Oh, it's so funny. This was one of the first things that came up in my Access Business, in the first, get yourself to an Access Business and Money class if this topic is really starting to talk to you and get you to look at how you can change your beliefs, you can change your reference points to business and actually start to have the point of view that you can create anything with your business. So one of the things that came up for me is everyone will go, ring Rachel, she'll always find a way around it. So that means that one of my roles in the world was, I was the problem solver, and I got paid then for being a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's one thing about that. As long as you're the problem solver, guess what, Beth?
Oh, yes. Everybody comes to you with their problem, whether you're on the hook or not.
Exactly. So for me, first of all, I had to break the belief that that was actually one of the things that I was good at in the world, and it was the only way that I could get paid money. So what if you can actually get paid for money for being you? And what if you could actually generate a business and people would work with you and hire you for the talents and the capacities and abilities that you have naturally?
What if?
What if, exactly. And then with all of these tools, I do want to mention, like, we don't sit and ask questions all day. We don't just sit going, hey, I'm going to ask a question. The choices that we make is, first of all, we show up. Then we do ask questions. What can I do today? Who can I talk to today? What can I institute in my business? What would I like to change? If I could create anything, what would I like to be, do, have, create, and generate? And then we actually get to work on the institution of putting in place what we would like to actually create. And this is where things then really start to get, like, woohoo! They get playful, you know, graphics, text. And this is where everyone comes together on a project and it gets created.
Yes. And you know, the other thing that I would love to weave in here a little bit is you don't have to do it all yourself. And so in that, what questions can you ask, you know, to see who else might be a contribution to your project? So one of the questions I love to ask is, who can I add to this? Who can I add to this project? Who would be fun?
It's so funny.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so funny while you're actually talking about that. My eldest daughter helps me out with some graphics. She's a way of making things look beautiful. And she just texts me, hey, Mom, what date would you like on that graphic? which is, you don't actually, first of all, your children can actually contribute to your business. My children showed me how to work Instagram. So whatever you do, don't ask, because we're not as parents supposed to receive from our kids. And the big one for me, Betsy, that you just said, what if you didn't have to do it all on your own?
Yes. And so we've been taught, you know, to be self-sufficient, and we've been taught not to ask for help, and we've been taught that we're wrong. So in all of these things that we've talked about today, is it's okay to ask for contribution. It's okay to ask for help. And that doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It doesn't mean you're less than or any of the other things that you may have been thinking, you know, that you're weak or whatever. You know, if you ask for contribution, and what if, and we talked about it a little earlier, you know, the contribution energy where everybody is contributing their energies and their ideas, and the momentum that it creates for everything exponentializes creations. And so, you know, you think about if it's just one person doing everything, or you start having different people with different ideas, and somebody has an idea over here, and then that spurs three different ideas, and the original thing may be not even used, but it doesn't matter whose idea it is or where it came from. It's all contributing to this beautiful symphony of your life and what you're creating.
And that for me is the joy of business. And this is the thing that continues to blow my mind, is when we actually allow people, one of the questions which is so different from anything I've ever been involved in, Simone Molasses asked me first day was, what do you love to do? And I like to talk to people. I actually think it's a gift to be able to wake up in the morning and talk to people. Now, my friend Melanie, who's a joy business facilitator, laughs and says she'd rather stick pins in her eyes. So we all have different abilities and capacities. And what the joy of business is actually growing those capacities and developing them and creating a project much bigger than just the sum total of Rachel O'Brien or Betsy McLaughlin. It's so much greater than that. And one of the things that I've seen is I can get to a certain income on my own. I can probably get to, for me, 70, maybe 80,000 euro on my own. Then it starts to become difficult. Then it's a one-man show, and then it becomes really difficult. Whereas what if you could generate under 800,000 by having a few people? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, and if it's fun for you to have your business in just you, we're not saying you're wrong. Every place you think you're wrong, you're strong. But we're saying that you can actually have a possibility to do whatever it is that you'd like. And we're off to break. Play with us. You can have a possibility to do whatever it is you like.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello there, and welcome to OM Times Radio. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and you are listening to the Joy of Business Radio Show. Joy and business. Who put those two words in the same sentence? And I am with my amazing colleague and friend, Betty McLaughlin, today. Betty, joy and business in the same line, really?
Shocker.
So we actually, number one, do have fun. We do have fun with the creation of business. And that's not to say that challenging and difficult moments arise. I just want to say we're not sitting around all day long being like, oh, sometimes we have challenging points of views come up. I see people that I work with all the time. If you're going to go from working, you know, for an employer and starting your own business, then you are going to have to educate and develop skills in areas that you may not have had to use before. And this is where these tools just contribute to your life and make things so way more ease than what you ever thought was possible.
The last sentence you just said, way more ease than you ever thought is possible. So that is something that, again, for me, and I know for a lot of other people, you're taught that you can't get anything in this life unless you work hard for it. And how many songs are out there, you know, she works hard for our money. You know,
she works hard for our money.
So hard for her money. Okay, we're turning to the singing radio show. I love it.
Yeah, so
very seriously here.
Very, very serious on joy business. And this is the thing, though. What if you could change your life with way more ease than what you ever thought possible? There are things that I've chosen that certainly have not been comfortable. It is not about being comfortable with the joy of business tools all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I moved to London, and, you know, when you choose something greater for your life is your business and your business is your life, and when you wake up in the morning, you're in the business of living. And if you don't do a job or generate money in a way that contributes to your business and makes it fun, then you are going to get suppressed and depressed very, very quickly, which, you know, most people are the effect of. And then they start using the tools of, hey, what if I could change this? What else is possible that I never thought possible? So when we choose something in our lives, like you taking over a big project or me moving to London, it does take a while for everything to bring itself together. And this is where the tools can actually allow you to have, okay, so is this the future that I would like to have? And the tools will actually allow you to have peace with the discomfort. Do you want to say more about that?
Yes, thank you so much. So definitely change can be uncomfortable. If you're leaping into the unknown, you don't have anything to reference around you, and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? Right? And there can be times when you're at the edge, looking over the edge and going, I can't do this. Should I do this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I do this?
Yeah.
What should I do?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then, you know, you do all of that stuff. So in all of that, what if you actually are willing to stumble and fall flat on your face? Such a rebel rouser.
Oh my God. Like, I mean, how many people are stopping themselves, like putting their dream in place, putting their business of their dreams. I'm living with someone at the moment and she's looking to open her own beauty and hairdressing salon. She's an amazing hairdresser. And a lot of people don't even get started on their dream because mm-hmm. they've already decided that they're going to fail.
Yeah.
But with this question, what if you did? So what? You can just get up, dust yourself down, and guess what, Beth? You can start again.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that whole thing we were talking about earlier with, you know, making yourself wrong. What's the worst, you know, like, okay, you fail. Okay, maybe you lost money. Okay, you know, like what, and what is failure actually? What if what you created, you open a shop and you don't do what you think you're going to do and you end up closing it? Well, is it really a failure? Have you created something for the future? What, who did you meet? What did you create? Who did you contribute to? And in all of that, all of those questions and way more, oh,
yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a failure. Oh, maybe I don't suck.
Exactly.
Maybe I'm not
wrong. And, you know, the other thing in this is that if you're out there today and you would like to choose something greater, please choose. Check out thejoyofbusiness.com. Get yourself to one of these phenomenal business classes. And I, like, if you'd have told me 7 years ago that I would be traveling the world, facilitating classes, translated into other languages, that I would be working with you, Beth, if you'd have told me that 7 years ago, my head would have said, no way, you can't
mm-hmm.
do that. That's impossible. And one of the things that we see every day that we're alive, and even sometimes lots of times in our day, we see people changing the unchangeable and bringing the impossible to possible. And that's our norm. That's actually business. That's joy of business. That's actually what occurs on a daily basis.
And it's so beautiful to be part of that and to see people choosing that and reaching and creating things beyond their comfort zone, beyond what they thought they could create. And in that, it's so inspiring. And it's like, oh, I like that. I love that energy. What could I choose here?
Totally. Totally. So when you get stuck, one of the things that you've got to look at is when you're choosing to create something different in the world, and that may be your own business, that may be a new product, one of the things we talk about is what's distracting you is doubt. And doubt is this thing called a distraction. And any time that you're doubting yourself, you cannot actually commit to the creation of your future. And doubt is, I suppose, it's one of the things that tears down every possibility. So what if you actually didn't doubt you today? What if you just gave your dream and your future? What if you just gave it a go?
I love that question so much. And what if you don't have to know before you start? So everywhere you're trying to figure it all out before you do anything, what if you just jump with no
yeah.
idea?
Totally. And, you know, when you jump, like what is available beyond anything that you can actually even imagine? And keep coming back to one of my favorite tools of the Joy of Business is, what have you decided is impossible today? What are the 6 things that you've decided that are impossible? And write a list and then ask, is it true that it's impossible? Is it real that it's impossible? And what would I have to be, do, have, create, generate to actually bring this into existence?
Yes. Just allowing the energy of that to percolate out before I responded. Thank you so much. And again, you don't have to have the answers immediately. And as ideas and things pop in, you know, you can write them down and then just see what grows from there. And what can you fertilize
exactly.
with all of your brilliance that you've never acknowledged that you actually are already doing and being?
Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have a job. Betty, if people would like to find you, where can they find you?
Oh, thank you, Rachel. My email is accessbetsy@gmail.com. And it's BETSY. For some reason, a lot that gets misspelled a lot. But also, I have a website, creatingyumminess.com. And you can certainly find me on Facebook and through also the Access Consciousness website, searching by my name that way. I think I'm the only Betsy, so you just start typing my name and I'll pop up. So lots of different ways to
Amazing.
Find me through the Joy of Business website as well.
Cool. Awesome. So
and
check
what
out
about
Betsy
you?
And I can do. You can find me at Rachel O'Brien, RACHAL, rachelobrien.org. And I do this gorgeous Choosing Big with Money and Business mentorship. You can do the Access Business and Money classes with us. You can invite us to your town, anywhere in the world. Check out the Joy of Business, and the Joy of Business book is what transformed my life, page 51. What's next? So check out Joy of Business. Is there anything else we would like to say to people before we come to an end of today?
Yes, acknowledge your brilliance. Acknowledge you, and what can you create in the world? Thanks for playing with me today, Rachel.
I can't top that, folks. Acknowledge you. Thanks for listening.